track 13, and we're at the time of year for sport where football, rugby and cricket all going on at the same time. The big game of the week in the football scene was on Friday the 17th at Dartington Hall, with Newton Abbott 66 looking to get their hands on another trophy this year. An in-form Elberton Villa were the opponents, who themselves were going in search of a first piece of silverware since moving over from the Plymouth League. A mere 5 minutes remained when Cody Jones rounded off a counter-attack to take the George Belly Cup back to Plymouth. Most clubs in the South Devon Football League are now cranking through their remaining games on school nights to get it all done. You remember that a number of games have been held up because of the appalling spring weather. In the Premier Division, Walden Athletic completed their fixtures with a 3-2 win over recent Herald Cup winners Newton Abbott 66. In the race for the runner-up spot, Morley Rangers slipped up at home to Beesands Rovers by 3-2. This result being of huge interest to Buckfast Lee Rangers and Kingstainton Athletic, who are taking it to the wire. Also in the Premier Division, champions Ilsington Villa returned to winning ways after their Herald Cup final disappointment with a 3-2 win against in-form Elberton Villa. Newton Abbott Spurs are now 5 points off second place with two games in hand in Division 1 following an 8-2 victory against Paignton Villa. Brixham Town have secured a top five place, and their 2-1 win at Buckland Athletic rounds off a great first season in Division 1. Moving on to rugby, following the huge success of the inaugural Coronation Cup match last May, there was much anticipation at Bitton Park for the second edition. Not even the steady drizzle which arrived an hour or so before kick-off could spoil the carnival atmosphere at the old ground. Last year's fixture saw Dawlish carry off the trophy, and Tynmouth lads were certainly keen to hit back. Towards the end of the game, Rio Cooper kicked Dawlish into the lead from a penalty, but there was to be one more twist in the tail. Tynmouth pushed for a winning score, and they earned the chance to kick for goal themselves. Dart showed no nerves whatever with his 35-metre kick to snatch the Coronation Cup from the visitors' hands by a 17-15 scoreline. This was proper rugby, a perfect tribute to Tynmouth RFC's 150th anniversary. The runners are still at it, and on Sunday the 19th of May, six members of Fit to Run took part in the Ray Trail, that's W-R-A-Y, 10 kilometres or half marathon. It was a glorious day, and the girls all completed their events in super times, with two ladies achieving personal best times in the 10K. The Ray Trail is an old railway line that connects Bovey Tracy to Moreton Hampstead. And I know that the trotters also took part in that run, as did Dawlish ladies. So that was a busy day for our local runners. And cricket. Ashburton charge on at the top of the C Division West after crushing Brixham by 155 runs at Boundary Park. That's three wins and as many starts for Ashburton, and not a dropped point in sight. Short-staffed Brixham were all out for 81. Only two of their batsmen reached double figures. In the same league, South Devon were brought back down to earth in a 94-run pasting at Kingsbridge. Kingsbridge got to a defendable total of 163, but South Devon were skittled out for just 69. Ipplepen went down by one wicket to Columpton in a B Division humdinger on the Moor Road ground. Ipplepen made 224 for 7 in a 45-over game. In a nail-biting finish, Cully were 6 short with just one wicket left. Brendan Parr farmed the strike and kept tail-ender Dan Kendall out of danger. Matt Beasant, the Ipplepen captain, labelled it as an unbelievable game of cricket, played in great spirit throughout, even if we feel we should have been the winners. I have nothing but respect for Columpton, who are a great side and a great bunch of lads. Meanwhile, Bovey Tracy plunged down the Premier Division table to third from bottom after suffering an 8-wicket tanking at Heathcote. Bovey were bowled out for 119, having been 68 for 1. An intervention from the weather gods meant a referral to Messrs Duckworth Lewis, who ruled that Heathcote needed 95 to win in 33 overs. Bobby Tracy and second 11 were also in action, and they beat Barton by 6 wickets to inflict a first defeat of the season on the former B Division leaders. And we close with golf. After a late start to the golfing season, Daynton Park has enjoyed a flurry of hole-in-ones, seeing 4 in just 1 week recently. These members will all be presented with bespoke canvas gifts at the annual dinner and dance. For context, there were only 12 holes-in-one for the whole of 2023. A case of a tee for one, perhaps. That concludes the sport for this week.